Well, Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in their own country have taken refuge in India. These refugees speak of their ruthless treatment at the hands of Buddhist authorities. Among those suffering the most are women. Press V's Shahinabad reports.
The harsh treatment of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar has made them flee their country. A number of Rohingya Muslims have come to India, fleeing the anti-Muslim sentiments in Myanmar. They have settled at different places. Shakila left Myanmar 2 years back following the repeated arrest of her husband for forced labor. But since she came to India, she has had no information about her son. Until recently, her relative who came to India updated her about his situation.
They have arrested my son a month back, and since then my grandchildren and daughter-in-law are living alone with no means of survival. They even won't be able to flee since my son is missing. It seems as if all Rohingya women have the same fate.
Although all Rohingyans are suffering, experts say women are the worst affected.
Now, going by what we know of the Rohingyas in Burma, where they do not have citizenship, where they do not have access to education or healthcare, you can imagine the kind of documentation that they are given. If they are considered stateless, they really do not have the documents to show here. But I think women have to bear the brunt of displacement and having to settle and having to face a hostile community like we have seen in India, in Jammu or even in Delhi.
Young women say they are assaulted, molested and raped by the Myanmar forces. Also, they are charged a huge amount for getting married. Press TV asked Mohammed Sadiq, a Rohingya refugee, the reason for marriage tax.
Since they know Muslims are not that rich, they make it a point to make us pay a huge amount so that we won't marry and the Muslim population gets limited. And if someone marries without paying the amount, the very next moment they arrest them and take them to unknown locations.
Sadiq added, as if God has made no land for them, and that is why they are on the move always. The government of Myanmar refuses to recognize Rohingyas, claiming they are not natives, but Rohingyas say they migrated to Myanmar as early as the 8th century. Reports say over 650 Rohingya Muslims have been killed since clashes started in the Rakhine state in the west of the country. This is while many are missing or displaced. Experts say the UN must immediately come forward for the humanitarian relief and also must caution the Myanmar government to stop what they call massacre of Muslims. Shahinabad, Press TV, New Delhi.
Well, earlier our correspondent in New Delhi talked to some of the Rohingya Muslim refugees. Here is a horrific tale of the ongoing plight of Muslims in Myanmar's Rakhine state.
I came here 8 days ago. Me and my family entered India through Bangladesh route. In Myanmar, they are making a list of all Muslim scholars and heads and arrest them and take them to military camp. Later, they ask them for a huge amount of money. Whosoever pays gets released, and the one who doesn't never come out. These days, they place them in a sack with hands, mouth and feet tied, and 5 to 6 military men beat the sack till all the blood of the body gets spilled and later throw it into a big gutter.
Well, from London, I'm joined by Mr. Masood Shajareh. He's the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Shajareh, first of all, how would you explain the situation of the Muslims in Myanmar?
It really is outrageous. It's reaching a very dangerous point. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the international community is doing very little. The continuation of the oppression of Rohingyas systematically, not just by military of the past, but the so-called democrats and indeed even Buddhist priests of prison. We have reported in past the situation of rape and the exclusion of every aspect of life, and we're talking about marriage, etc. Really, what is happening in Myanmar is very similar to what happened in Bosnia and Herzegovina and indeed what happened in Nazi Germany. And the root of it is a sort of neo-nationalism, which is bonding people together against the sort of demonization of a community and then identifying them as outsiders and indeed denying them the basic concept of nationality. And this is happening while the international community not only is doing nothing, but all the sanctions against Myanmar government is being lifted in the sort of under the banner that they are becoming democratic and pro-Western. And this is really outrageous. Something needs to be done very immediately. And really, international community is going to be responsible for the shed of blood of these innocent people, which are facing all sorts of atrocities, rape, and everything else. And of course, as your report said, in these sort of situations, be it in Bosnia or Nazi Germany, or indeed now in Myanmar, the women are going to suffer and the children are going to suffer most. And something needs to be done immediately. It is outrageous that not only international community is not doing anything, but indeed the Muslim nations in the month of Ramadan watching these things, and with the exception of Iran, we haven't heard any sort of statement from any of the Muslim countries regarding these innocent civilians who happen to be Muslim.
Indeed, well, we know that this minority has been suffering for many years, but why is it that this story has not gotten enough media coverage in the past?
Well, it just wasn't beneficial. It didn't economically help us, the West. That was the basic reason. I mean, to some extent, we have to say that, the issue of Myanmar or Burma was highlighted when it was suited the West, and indeed the sanctions were put against it. But now we see that the fascist and the military junta of the past are joining the so-called Democrats and the Buddhist priests in this unholy sort of marriage against the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya Muslim. And nothing is being done. If anything, I think to some
Indeed.
Extent, the fact that sanctions are being lifted so fast, it itself is rewarding them for these ethnic cleansing.
How similar do you think the situation of the Muslims in Myanmar is to that of the Bosnian Muslims back in the 1990s, early 1990s?
Extremely similar. I mean, I was involved at that time trying to help and support the Bosnians in former Yugoslavia, and the situation is very, very much almost identical. You're seeing the cause of the rise of nationalism and supranationalism being used to bond a nation together at the cost and expense of ordinary innocent people who are being ethnically cleansed, and everything is being done against them, and they are being even denied their basic right of citizenship, and that is the start of the whole thing. And the international community is doing nothing. It's almost, you could say, that it's identical.
Indeed. Well, on that note, we'll leave it there. Many thanks, sir, to Masoud Shajare, the head of Islamic Human Rights Commission from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.